Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought I should do some housekeeping because I got serious. I went with Claude and I created a podcast. So I
Nice.
wanted to mention that this podcast should be available on Apple as well as Spotify, as well as, you don't have to subscribe anywhere. You can just go here, but I've only got the MP3 version. Oh, I also just wanted to mention that if you wanted to contact me, then Hendry at icky.fi or Kai Hendry at Twitter. I was looking at my email. I couldn't actually find an email address for you. You were at Honestbee or something like that when I was looking through my email. What, you don't want to reveal your email address?
I was thinking because like the one that's on my commits of my main GitHub profile is like a very old Gmail that I created when I was like 12 and I had to take like a name, not 12. When was Gmail?
Yeah, you
Maybe
can't be
20.
that young.
20. And so it's a silly name. I got an Outlook that has my full name,
Oh, for Christ's sake.
and
I mean, and you're complaining me about using Jira. Well, anyway, Jira, I'm almost surprised that you don't use Jira at your work. You don't use
we
Jira.
do.
And I think it's amazing that like you can use AI to plan, to organize your spreadsheet. Like half my job as a lead is to like chase my colleagues, like, oh, have you updated your card? Are you using the right template? Have you story pointed the card? Blah blah
I
blah blah
think
blah. And Jira is like molasses. So if I can sync this down to BD and get AI to run over it, I'm like, I've saved myself 3 hours in the
it's a
week.
very clever hack. It's kind of a realization of the problem with MCPs a little bit, although that your main problem was the latency of managing Jira tickets and then just having a local very fast SQLite
Yeah.
issue tracker that then automatically syncs to Jira. It's a clever hack. It's really nice.
Oh,
But
thanks. Thank you.
unfortunately it mentions Jira. So by that, by definition, it has to be.
It's just hosed. Yeah.
Same
Yeah, so.
thing. I'm joking with you about Python, right? The moment you mention Python, or I'm just joking, I say, oh, no, there's Python in this project.
Yeah, I mean,
I
thank
guess
God.
I
I mean,
can switch it.
I feel like really lucky. I feel like I'm living in a virtual world. Like, I love how AI has come along, and for Python, the UV Astral tools.
Oh yeah, UV is amazing. UVX,
It is
UV.
such. I like. I wouldn't. It's so good. It is so
It
good.
almost makes Python tolerable.
It almost makes Python tolerable. Yeah, as the whole Astral stuff. All the Astral stuff is so good.
Are we the baddies? You know this sketch from
I can't remember their names. Yeah,
Sorry.
UV. I actually am rolling out rough at work. Hopefully, I won't get too many complaints. I'm replacing. It's amazing because with the rough, I'm
Richer than
replacing
wet.
like lint, black, flake 8,
Oh, nice.
bandit. I'm like re replacing the pre-commit hooks used to just take forever. Now they're running like a millisecond. I mean, thank you, Ruff and Rust and
Oh, Astral. This is
Astral.
all Astral.
Yeah,
Okay.
amazing, amazing, amazing stuff.
Sounds a bit
So,
similar to all of the work that like is happening in the JavaScript ecosystem with like Biome replacing ESLint and Vitest replacing Jest, making TypeScript more of a first class citizen of the ecosystem. I know your reaction to TypeScript, and this is why I reacted to about Python that way, was like I hate TypeScript, but to be honest, to me, TypeScript is a breath of fresh air compared to just plain JavaScript and Python. I mean.
Okay, I mean, well, did you ever come across a guy called TJ Holloway, Chuck?
No.
No?
Oh, TJ, I think his GitHub actions are quite popular, no? He has a
Yeah, I mean,
few
he
GitHub actions.
wrote. Okay, this is a fake account.
A different one.
Yeah, that's him. He kind of disappeared, and all his projects are sort of maintained by other people. But he wrote Express. back in the
Are
day.
we talking about? Okay.
No, I don't know why it doesn't show up in his repos anymore. Oh, I think it's now like
In the foundation or an org?
yeah, something like that. But like I often sounds like I'm insane, but like sometimes I get nostalgic and look at his old code, and I don't think it's been TypeScript. I mean, it's free of all that sort of stupid annotations, unless someone's changed it. But like, I thought that the way, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that I learned to write Node from his code. And every time I read his code, I just think, ah, oh, it's so nice. So nice, this code. And Express is also one of those projects which I thought was something that dragged me back into the Node.js world for good reasons. But like, yeah, I mean, Express is such an amazing project. I guess everything's still kind of Express based, right?
I think you align with one of, like, DHH.
DHH, yeah. He's
He's a China man.
cool. He launched
Well,
Fizzy. He launched
he's
Fizzy, which
canceled.
I thought was like kind of weird because you've been talking to me about Beads UIs.
Yeah,
And
that's funny. I also saw him mention about like issue trackers. But in terms of he's cool, I don't agree. I had this very deep conversation with ChatGPT about attaching politics to technical work. For example, DHH, he does amazing projects. I don't like Ruby on Rails, but I do like Omarchi, and I like OmaCube before that. And
but you're not
the
running that
idea.
software. You just like the idea, don't you?
No, I run it on my Windows desktop, and I also for New Year bought a 1 terabyte SSD NVMe to install Omarchi
Oh,
and go
actually,
all the way
that's
on to
funny
it.
because I bought something similar. What did you buy? Did you buy exactly the same one I bought?
Evo Plus. I think I didn't
Oh,
pay.
you
I
went
didn't break the
Samsung.
bank. What is this?
Yeah,
Ah,
I bought a
there it is.
Crucial. The Samsung ones
Yes.
are the like more expensive.
Well, it was a really good salesman. Because I go to this shop in Vietnam, and Samsung is quite a popular range of products in Vietnam. And in Vietnam, you must have a brand or quality, right? And so some shops, they are the official
There's
resellers.
no returns policy, you just go by.
No, there is return policy actually with Fengwu. They open the package normally and they put a little warranty sticker, but they didn't do it on this one, which is normally when you buy it, they put like a little sticker and they like tag which, but I guess today you can do it with a receipt. But back in like 2006, when I came to Vietnam and you bought anything, it all needed to be tested right in the store, right? You don't buy anything, you don't take anything home until you have actually tested it in the store. And there's a little sticker added straight on the
That's
hardware.
cool. Yeah. I always remember buying light bulbs at the hardware store in Singapore. The lady always tested the light bulb before she let me leave the store, and I'm like, they would never do this in England.
I think this is a thing in Asia, because of like cheap knockoffs, right? And so you want to get the quality.
Yeah.
So with this shop where I bought it, you said Samsung is a more expensive one. It's probably related to their like guarantees on and return policies. And also, I've been thinking about like installing Omarchi. I use OmaKube right now, Ubuntu based with GNOME, right? And I'm having some display issues sometimes with Ubuntu, but it works great. But lately I've done all of my work on my Mac OS, but I want to go back to like Linux, and so they completely pivoted to Omarchi. So I've been wanting to get a new SSD drive to install it since June, because my old SSDs are too small as well. So when I was there, I bought a router because I wanted to set some other like separate network up in my house. And I was there and I asked him, like, I saw the price of a desktop, like a pre-made. And he basically told me, one of the salespersons there was like, oh, you can buy all of these components and build it for half the price. Don't buy this like pre-made.
Oh, wins the trust. Like,
Yeah, wins the
you're right,
trust.
you're right. Oh, what else? What? Tell me some
I
more
just
good
bought, I just
advice.
went in for a VPN route, sorry, a router that has VPN support.
Oh yeah.
And then for some reason I was looking at the desktop. They have these gaming desktops on display, right? And he made that comment, and I was like, yeah, but like memory and GPU right now is crazy, right? And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. And then I was like, I've been wanting to buy an SSD. And he was like, oh, the price is gonna go up. And I'm like, what? I know memory and GPU is gonna go up, but what about like hard disks? And he was like, no, because in Vietnam, China is buying all of this. They're buying all the memory, they're buying all the
Oh
GPU
my
from all
God,
their
it's like an
neighboring
arms
countries.
race.
And because they're building AI rigs, and so they
A
are, and
sense of
so you
urgency
should.
is created, and the
Yep.
buyer.
He immediately created the sense of urgency, and I was like, yeah, I've been thinking about it for 6 months, and I was like, yeah, but I haven't used my Ubuntu for a while, so I was like, there's no urgency for me there, right? And he was like, no, it's gonna go up, and I was like, oh, okay then,
Flash the
might as
cash.
well. And then when I check out, he looks at the bill, and I say, and I'm like, yeah, it's a bit expensive, but it's like Christmas, right? And he's like, yeah, but that's like half my salary. That's half my monthly salary. And I was like, oops.
I think he was asking for a tip. Do
No,
you
no.
tip people in Vietnam? No.
Not in that shop, but it used to be a very like
Depends if it's a bar and good, someone's good looking, I suppose, maybe. Cool.
I've
Well,
never been to those places. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let me think. Oh, okay. Let me just rattle off some thoughts. Are you using Ghosty?
No, but I heard that Ghosty fixes the scroll bug in Cloud Code, so
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it.
I switched to Ghosty, and I'm loving it actually. And this is Ghosty right here. Can you see my whole screen? You can see it? You can see this?
Yeah, and I see your duffel API key and no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Your. I don't think I need this keybind. I'm just taking it off. Yeah, I'm loving Ghosty. It's fast.
Gonna give a
It's.
background, like it's
Oh yeah,
Hashimoto's
you can.
pet project after exiting.
I don't go for that whole like. What do you call it?
It's written in Zig or Rust. Zig, right?
Yeah, it's fast. And like it does like weird things, which is I think is quite cool. Like when it seems to know that like it's waiting sometimes. I don't know how this is expressed in terminal language,
It's pretty
but
cool.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This and Claude. I'm often like I'm still a little bit confused how to init my like how do you init your project? I go git init, bd init, but then it's still. But then I still have to do something like this, right? Before any, is that how you set up beads, or do you do something else?
I have not set up beats in a new project. I'm working in a fairly large monorepo right now, so I just fine-tune whatever is there. And
I
but what
think,
you just showed seemed to be like the nice way of doing it. Still have a
well.
performance issue?
Yeah, there's
No.
still a performance issue. I'm not too sure why. You mentioned that the daemon runs or something.
Yeah, so I was on Beats version 0.21 or something, and there was some daemon socket issue. Or maybe in later versions there was a daemon socket issue. I definitely saw some issues about performance in the GitHub repo, and people were saying it's a leftover daemon
Oh, okay.
socket that need to be killed. So if you kill all the demons, usually it solves the problem.
Okay, maybe you're right. I just killed them all and now it's faster.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay,
But
that's one problem solved.
that's one problem with Beats though. Like there's a new release every 2 days. There's a slew of duplicate like commands because it's all AI generated, so there's no consistency, and it reintroduces bugs all the time, or it creates completely new bugs, and then you
Yeah,
get like
I think Steve is definitely like not coding, you know what I
on
mean?
crack. Oh, sorry. What?
He doesn't seem to be coding. Oh yeah, you showed me that pull request. Which one was it?
The what was it about the alley cats looking for work in the graveyard? And it's the pole. I think it's test. It's like pole cat. Search for pole cat. It's not graveyard. It's like junkyard. It's one
Oh,
where.
I can't find it. Yeah,
So he has some very interesting commits, but what worries me when I want to update this thing, this binary, is that I see commits like fix file corruption issue and all this stuff, and I'm like, wait, what? They have like file corruption issues at some
yeah,
point.
I've had some weird merge issues, but I mean, but since I know that, like, you know, since I know that the source of truth is this file
Yeah.
here. Let me go bd create foo bar or whatever. Yeah, since I know how it works, kind of, I can go in here and fix things, but I'm just surprised it happens. Like, I'm really, really surprised it happens. But anyway, whatever.
A great find for me when I wanted to update Beats was I went through any of the UI projects that are going on, and just a few days ago, somebody created a TUI, a terminal UI for Beats
Oh
called
yeah,
Berl,
which one? Yeah, well, you which one is that?
Berles. It's in the root readme also. Berles. Well,
Oh,
yeah, if you go to the
pearls.
readme, yeah, Perls, but the
Pearless.
French way, Perl. Yeah, at Perl. De Perles.
The Bel-Air.
Les perles pour les cochons.
It sounds dirty, honestly.
What I said was pearls for the swines. So
I
this
speak
one,
French.
download it, dude, try it out.
Oh, I thought it was a web thing.
No, so I've been using Beats UI, but Beats UI doesn't show comments on issues, and it doesn't allow easy tree navigation from one issue to the other and the dependencies. It doesn't show, what was it? There was some other issues that I had. It doesn't allow me to filter by labels. So this thing is, if you like Jira, this seems to be the Jira for Beats, okay? Because one of the things you can do is Jira is you can build your Kanban boards with your columns, and you can do in some query language there, right? Not that I ever use Jira or care about Jira, but somebody told me that you can do this query language for your columns and your boards and your views and all that, right? So they have this BQL, BeatsQL, and it's like a Lexer with a parser
Yeah, this is a
and
little bit unsettling that things have gone towards
so
Jira so
far.
quickly. Like, it was so simple. Now other people are doing
No, but the good
this.
thing is this is all separate from Beats. Yeah, you can get this if you want. So I used his like Kanban view, but
Yeah.
you can't like cross-reference columns. Like if you create one column with something and then you want another column to use something from that, you can't do that. So if you want to build a tree of dependencies or you want to navigate, and he didn't seem to like have a very deeply nested Beats issue. Maybe I can show you how it looks on my machine.
The next thing I couldn't help but think is like estimation points, velocity.
You can see the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, how did that get up there?
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, if you want to spend some time
No,
talking about grid.
no tangent here. So that's a bit of crap here, but let's maximize this view. You got to be able to maximize. So here we are.
Well, maybe
This is
plus,
what.
control plus a bit. I mean, no one's going to be able to read this on YouTube otherwise.
That's not gonna look good, is it? Yeah, I'm gonna have to control
Yeah.
minus it a bit. Is that acceptable?
Okay, I guess you're just showing the aesthetics, I suppose.
Yeah, so this is the standard view of Perl, if you want to pronounce it the French way. And you see there's like the blocked, the ready, the in progress, and the closed issues, right? Classic. I added another view, which is just showing the epics. And then from an
Okay.
epic, I go into the epic and I can see the full progress of this epic. So I have like 57 Beats tasks in this epic. And I wish I could like narrow this column.
So there's little symbols at the end mean that like the agent is chomping down on it, or what does it
Yeah,
mean?
so the little check marks, if you see them, are completed tasks. And then the green ones, green like circles are, this is not yet implemented. Actually, it should be nice if there's like red for blocked and green for ready to pick up. Maybe that's something that we could request. And then here we have the blue one here, the full blue circle. You can see that one is in progress, right? So you can navigate the full dependency tree. And when earlier, the reason why I bring this up is because most people don't really have this like deep nested list, I think. I mean, if I look at
Yeah.
my
I mean, at work, I'm often on a Jira board with epic features, tasks, and it's a nightmare just to go between them. I mean, there is this like chiclet thing, but like, you know how Jira is so slow. Just the fact that you're moving between issues in a tree like that just makes me feel
Oh yeah,
unusual.
no. Don't talk about Jira. We don't talk about Jira.
We have
So for me,
brought
like this was my main view that I used of this Beats UI, which was like the Epics view. And then when I wanted to look, I could see like the phases of each of the user stories for this Epic. So I'm working on Terraform state delete with like soft delete tombstones and then Terraform state rename functionality. And so maybe again, this is an epic. It should have been scoped down. I don't know. But this is the things I'm missing. So, for example, there's a user story here. When I click on it, I can see all of its dependencies. Ah, there's another thing. There are design
Wow.
and nodes here and everything. And then when I look at the dependencies,
What do you mean?
you can. I have this little graph view, but I can't click on anything, and it's not really nice. So this
So
is where I
you're gonna
really
ditch that
like.
project and move to the terminal.
Yeah. I was. Like I was doing pull requests to add the tree view, but then he added his own version,
How
and it
come
was better than
the
what I
issue
had.
names have like quite weird naming? Like I thought it was just like
Like
a hash. Now
the
you
tree
have
library.
AS3 3.4.12. What?
Yes, I noticed Beats does that when you create a new task that is that has a parent, so it will just append point one, point
What?
two
Oh,
to the
really?
parent. I don't know because I
How
also was
come I haven't
surprised to see
noticed
it doing
that?
that. This is after I upgraded, it started doing that.
I see. Okay. Right.
So
But what
that's
happens if you
spam.
move a task to another feature or something or epic, then it might mess up a bit. But anyway,
Move
weird.
task. Tasks are not open long enough to move things around, bro. Like right now, I created this whole tree yesterday with Opus 4, and I've completed 50% of it. This morning, okay. So that was, we talked a little bit about like Beats issue management and your synchronization. There's quite a few changes in AI land as well. Like Claude just released something called resumable agents. So if you prompt Claude and tell it to send the agent to the background, then that agent becomes resumable, which is like a very early way of you know, before when you say like, hey, spawn three sub agents to do a
All
task,
right.
they spawn, they complete, and then you know they're dead,
So
and then
it
you have
sounds
to
like
then
you can get
spawn
the
them.
context back if you wanted to pick it up at front.
That seems to be the goal. It was on Reddit, and people were
But
saying
I'm not
like
so
there are
sure about this
couples, but
because in my mind, BD is the key because it keeps the context in a task, right? In an issue.
yeah. So if I
And
look at.
if I'm just like paranoid nowadays of using since I've been using AI so long, like I just don't want context to be anywhere else almost except in that task.
Exactly. So if we look at this task here, like this is a very detailed task, right? It shows what we are trying to do, the goal. Then there's the acceptance criteria of like we need to actually it's a mistake here. I should have design first and then acceptance criteria.
Okay, don't beat yourself up about a bit. Yeah, progressive disclosure.
Yes. I don't like this. I'm gonna do a PR to fix this. This is my PR originally. He already merged it. But I realized it later that it was wrong. So anyway, and then the most important thing is that I want to be able, like you just said, spawn an agent from this task or maybe from a user story so that it can complete because these tasks are very detailed. The most important thing is it tells exactly which file to change, right? Which is so crucial if you want to spin up agents like Haiku and they don't need to like explore the whole code base. Just to keep them focused on a little subpart. Definitely if you're working on like a monorepo type of
I
scenario,
mean, to be
right?
honest, I do that with my colleagues. I say these are in the scope section of a ticket, I say these are the files that you're going to change. You're not going to go anywhere else. I
Right.
do this already with my colleagues.
So sub agents with this should work perfectly, right? You give them a small task, they complete it, like Haiku completes it, and then the overall main thread of your cloud code. The context is saved because it doesn't need to read the whole file, iterate on making the changes, and then you know that main context stays clean and focused on what is the overall goal and just coordinates the sub agents.
Right.
So I tried earlier to say like, okay, there's some of these tasks, they are ready and they can be done in parallel and spawn two agents to do it. But I wanted the agents to confirm to me first that they were doing the right thing. So I told in the prompt that you sent to the agent, make sure to ask it to check in early. And it came back to me with a check-in. And then it was like, it asked like a lot of questions that I hadn't even thought about. And
it's amazing. So it's kind of mirroring my life. So basically it's doing a kickoff. It's basically asking any clarifying questions, right? We call this a kickoff.
And then what happened is I said, okay, great, Cloud. I heard you have this resume capability. Now resume those agents. But there's a bug, so they don't see their initial prompt. So make sure to reiterate your original initial prompt and then get together with your approval of their plan. And then it sent kick off an agent and it completed the task. But then later I asked it, hey, Cloud, do you have agent IDs? Do you know how to resume agents? And it was like, no, there are no agent IDs. No, I cannot resume. I was like, oh, okay. So what just happened? Like,
that's really interesting. So things are evolving quite quickly. I listened to an Anthropic video last night, and the emphasis with respect to agents was skills. So I'm wondering to myself, have you adopted that workflow where your agents are, you attach skills to your agents, I believe, like, do you ever do that sort of thing?
I think we saw the same YouTube about don't build agents, but build skills, right?
Yeah, that one. Oh man, we're in an echo chamber here. We're like, we're reading the same things.
I saw it on Reddit, and I haven't been able to watch it because, like I said, my audio is not working right now. I don't know.
It's nothing. It's nothing too amazing, to be honest. It's a bit tame, but like,
yeah. So I do have the agent skill here. I mean, I have the beat skill here because I told you how crucial the beat skill was, right? It really gave Cloud the edge compared to the other.
You haven't written your own skills yet.
No, nothing else.
I'm also still struggling to. Maybe I've just forgotten how to do it. But like how do you like package manage skills? Like how do you like just bring skill into a project? Like how do you like? Isn't there like a because you get plugins, but they're not the same as skills. So I'm a little bit confused. Like I want to like add Vincent's skill repository and get XYZ skill or reference that skill inside the agent or something.
So this is somebody that I know on LinkedIn. He built some TypeScript project, but he wasn't at Meta. He was asking the question, how do we package, like create bundles to easily deploy what you said, like this capability, like plugins or MCPs, skills, agents, whatever. How do we build these and have them like bootstrapped into agent shells? And then he posted on Hacker News something called Source Wizard, which is, I think, a project trying to do this, but it has the same question as what you just asked.
Right.
Like, how do we create bundles?
I'm sure Anthropic is working on it. Like, a previous project that I used to be quite into was called GPT Script. Have you heard of that one? Let me share my screen. GPT Script. Hold on, I need to...
It sounds like Excel from MRC.
Eggshell?
Was it Eggshell the thing that you use for scripting bots on MIRC?
IRC, that brings me back. Tunnels, bounce. I'm actually still on IRC. I don't know if you're on Freenode and all that sort of stuff.
There is a relevant QRDC comic. What's it called? XKDC? XKDC comic, XKCD.
So a lot of this stuff is prior art in a way, like GPT Script done by the same guy behind Rancher Labs, Darren, I can't remember his name.
Wow, I didn't know he was doing other stuff because I used to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, he's great on Twitter. I build the cloud. So one thing about GPT Script is that they have this concept of tools. So you have different tools and you can, these in my opinion are agents really. You can have tools and they do certain things. So you reference them in your like your front matter, like I want the random number tool. I mean, these are skills, right? And then they can be packaged at the end of a URL. I mean, so what I'm trying to say is that I'm sure Anthropic are just gonna like do something very similar.
Yeah, MCP was kind of the goal of like having it redistributable, and they put in the plugin marketplace, and they're definitely gonna make bundles
Yeah,
for like
they're
skills
definitely
and
gonna do
MCP
this. It's I guess
and
it's
hooks. Do you know Beats now
what's
installs a
up?
hook if you do Beats Doctor?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I thought that was a reason why my things were getting slow, but
Yeah,
what is
I don't
the
like the hook.
yeah, like it makes yeah, I want to be
I don't
free.
know. I'm partial on it because I'm like I keep staging my work and my commits are huge, and the hook is like telling it complete the task and then do the commit. And I am very reluctant to let the LLM commit. I'm like heavily in the loop, like I want the
Yeah,
commit to work.
I noticed the tweet from you or something on LinkedIn about missing a file. I honestly had the experience where I don't know how it happened, but the file I was working on got nuked while an agent was running in the same repo. So, I mean, I'm mature enough, I'm old enough not to delete my own files accidentally. So I'm like, how did
Are
it
we ever old
disappear?
enough not to delete our own files? I just did like an hour ago.
So I looked into Git stash. There was no Git stash because I would assume that the AI would be smart enough to stash it if they didn't understand why my file was hanging around, and it wasn't there. And I was like quite shocked about it. But then I remembered that VS Code has this local file history feature,
Yes, I was about to say it's
and
amazing.
I managed to pick out an old copy of the file I was working in. I was like.
Visual Studio Code Cache is a lifesaver.
It
If you
is. Thank you,
accidentally
Visual
delete a
Studio
file,
Code. Thank you.
it's if you don't know about it, it's such a surprise. And it happens sometimes, but I keep forgetting some, but it happens where you accidentally remove or you want to get back to an older version of a certain file in cache and the cache has it. So it's really
It's a
amazing little
lifesaver.
feature.
Yeah. Team VS Code, sadly, but truly. Hey,
Team Microsoft.
so so I did, I was going to mention that I just used Beads and Claude to basically roll out this feature, and I thought it went quite well. And there's a lot to it. Like for example, do you know about a redo?
Redo.
Or just redo.
No, I don't. No, we do.
It's kind of like a very niche. Niche. It's just like an unknown make replacement. And to my surprise, I didn't even like instruct the AI about it. It just knew what to do. It just did it.
How did
So,
like it tried to see if it was on the path and then start using it?
well,
Or
I
you
told it
just
to use
used it?
redo, but it
You
knows
told
how
it.
to write the language.
Ah.
And I just wanted to mention that, like, while I was developing that podcast cache, that it wrote all these redo files like perfectly. It understood the principles because the principle of redo is that it's like make. You have a target, and the way that you use standard out and standard error sort of contributes to how that particular thing gets created. Like it has this concept of different named I don't know what you call these things.
Arguments, positional
Yeah.
arguments.
So basically. When it, yeah, it, and the cool thing about redo is that it's unlike make, which is no one can ever write a script inside make because of the weird escaping that you have to make. You just write it in shell. But with these paradigms of using these name things, then you replicate the whole make target type stuff. So if you want to, if you're missing a, foobar.mp3, it knows exactly how to make it.
Okay. The
So yeah,
thing about
I was impressed that it was able just to go with it, and so I didn't use a spec kit. I just basically said I want this, and this that done, and it did it. And I was like, wow.
I just
Do I
posted
need still need
today.
to learn spec kit?
So somebody on Reddit was like, "What is what is your workflow?" And his workflow was like, "I use Cloud, client like the desktop Cloud Code, not Cloud CLI, The cloud client desktop.
Yeah.
Desktop client. Sheesh, I can't speak.
Yeah.
He uses that and then he just gets the prompts to put them into Cloud Code and then basically copy paste between them. And that's how I started with ChatGPT, right? And that's where I said like spec it is
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's different
solving.
like levels of maturity. It's like, and most
It
and
also
like
depends on the
99% of my
size
colleagues
of the
are still
project.
sitting ChatGPT UI type thing. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like I like what my reply basically to him was like for my large project I use the spec kit flows because it kind of removes all of that copy paste and it helps me like I showed you the task. They're very like limited to exactly what you need to change where. So we got this grand design like with Opus. It's like a big to-do list, but instead you can break it down into small little cloud sessions that are focused on the
Yeah.
individual files.
It's a
So
workflow
that's
thing, really, isn't it?
if you have a really big project, you can go to that level, but like it takes a day to do that. Like I said, I used to tell you like it's like 60% of the time I'm doing this, and then I was saying 70% of the remaining time, which is bullshit, of course,
Yeah. So
because
like
that's not
I
happening.
think the way I prompted it was like, I think I started with an epic. Or maybe two epics. And yeah, I guess the beautiful thing here is that we can look. I don't know if you checked in your .jsonl, but like, I
Of course, yeah.
guess one thing we can look forward to doing in the future is like seeing which, going through the tasks and seeing which ones got completed well, and then maybe studying the description to see, what's working and what's not working, like.
Yeah, so
This is not very readable, but I was hoping that you and I could just say, or you could say, Kai, you're a genius for prompting
what I was I
like
had the
this.
thought today that I should try this, I should try that, because I'm trying to fix this sub agent problem. And every time I try it, it like spawn an agent and then no 50-50 coin toss, maybe it does the thing I want, and then it uses all my tokens and then I'm not happy. So yes, I want to spend more time on that, but I also want to just complete the task. Like I just had Opus generate all the tasks and I was like,
Yeah,
now it should be fine to let Gemini do everything and it save
that
all of my cloud
resonates a
tokens.
lot with me because I mean, that's
But
my
you know
life.
what? I don't do it because
What do
I'm
you mean
like,
you
I
don't
don't
do
want to
it?
waste, because Gemini is going to give me something and maybe some of it works, maybe some of it doesn't, and I don't
Yeah.
trust it. So I'm like, right now I'm not going to do that. So it's you need to find, like, if you want to do this, you need to dedicate a budget to it because it's going to cost money. You need to budget, dedicate time, and you need to build your benchmarks and your evals, and you need to do it
Yeah,
properly. It's a whole job, and I
I
don't
was
want
gonna
to do
say that,
that.
like half of me wants to get the thing done, and then half of me wants to do a retro to see what worked and what didn't work, so to make sure that like I have that feeling that I learned something because yeah, I mean,
In principle, I
I
should
want
be
to
able
build
to
and I
answer
want to
that
learn
question
from the build all the time.
because I'm very religiously asking the every time that a task was not correct, I ask it to record the problems as comments on the task. So
Nice.
supposedly the JSONL that I have should clearly indicate that here we had a divergence, here we have a divergence, and it should clearly highlight the problems. But there's so many dimensions in terms of like the overall scope of the project, like
And different
why did it
models.
diverge?
Yeah.
It's very hard to so my approach today is I try it, I give it a good go, how far how much comf how comfortable I am in terms of time and in terms of rectifying the output. I don't want to throw away the work. I think the right way would be to just like, oh, I throw away all of that work and I start again. So I don't do that right now, and so
Yeah,
I can't really.
that whole throwaway thing doesn't make sense to me. Like I'm always just picking up the pieces. Oh, did you see my blog about, sorry to change the topic, AI annoyances? I don't know if any of these resonated with you.
Before we go there, because you asked about the workflows and I mentioned about the Reddit comment about the copy pasting and then using spec kit, what I wanted to say was at the end of my comment, I realized that actually a lot of the time I'm just asking Gemini 3 and I have to like say I constantly flip-flop between them. But today I have Claude Code as my main like big project workhorse, and then I have Gemini 3 for I don't care what you do, this is the problem I see, fix it. And it just goes and does, goes off. And then I check in sometimes. I do the make test, I do the make build, And if it works, I'm happy. I don't care about the code because that was basically my conclusion. And then like, I don't know if that makes
So
sense. So you don't need to spec
let me
it.
just write this down. So basically right now you're using Claude, I don't know, Sonnet 4.5, whatever, right? Or
Yep.
you're using Opus, whatever, or just
Opus.
you're just using Claude code. And then
Yeah.
what, and then
And
I
spec
didn't
it.
quite understand how you throw it over to Gemini, Gemini 3 Pro, right?
Yeah, so on the project that I'm currently using Cloud Code, I wanted to use Gemini, but I decided not to. And I have like three other repos that I'm doing at the same time. So on one side, I'm adding an API, new functionality. On the other side, I have a completely separate repository and binary that consumes the SDK. I'm saying like, hey, we need to start doing this and that. And then I ask that Gemini, and I don't do spec it. I don't do anything. It's like, I don't care about that project.
So, but I'm just, what do you ask
I'm
Gemini
not
3
throwing it
just
over.
to review the task? I don't quite understand what you're
No,
asking.
complete separate. So one repository, I use Cloud Code, Opus 4.5, create and spec it to create a full plan broken down by tasks.
Okay.
And it's a large monorepo across many files. The goal is to have Sonnet or Gemini 3 do the actual implementation. But today I find it very silly because Sonnet 4.5 and Gemini 3 to me are no different. So I should be able to trust Gemini 3 for that project, but I don't. And I do trust Gemini everywhere else. Like no spec kit,
Oh
nothing.
really? So
Gemini, just do your thing.
you're more like leaning into Gemini.
More
Okay,
and more
so
now, yeah. Because
holy
of the
shit,
heavy
man.
limits on cloud, like
Oh, that's why.
yeah, mainly.
But I still don't understand your workflow. So you do the thing in with Claude Code in this repo. Then when you do, how do you do this handover? When do you throw things over to Gemini?
On the right box where you have Gemini, add slash Anthropic or slash Sonnet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just Sonnet. Yeah, so how do I do the handover? Opus creates all of the Beats issues. As you saw, I have a huge dependency tree of how they link to each other. Every
Okay.
single it's broken down but in one epic that has multiple phases, which are the features, and then within the feature there's like actual task. So the epic and the feature, they have just general description, but each individual task has a design section which says like what we are doing. Sorry, the description is what we are doing, the design is how we are doing it, and the acceptance criteria is what we want to verify, right? Then maybe some notes, and then definitely using comments for any divergence while you do the work. Yeah, so it's description, design.
No, sorry,
I think
descriptions,
description
why?
is what. Oh yeah, why? What and why?
Yeah.
How?
How?
And then acceptance criteria.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm
That's
still
what
confused.
Opus creates. And ultimately, what needs to be closed are the tasks that contain those sections. So that's the context for
Okay,
Sonnet 4.5
so
or
you bet.
Gemini.
Okay, so you get the card and then you throw it on here. Okay, can I just replay how I think what you're telling me? You have a planning repository and then you use BD to coordinate your tasks
I have a
and
mono
whether
repo,
tip.
so it's all in the same repository.
Oh, okay. It's all in the same
When I
repo.
talked about different repos earlier, I'm talking about different tasks completely, not shared Beats task.
Okay. So you're just using Gemini just because it's cheap, right? And it's got more context, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's smart. It's like almost Opus smart, right? But I'm afraid it doesn't follow the instructions. I don't know why. It's really ridiculous. It's just because like I felt like I want to get this done, and I don't want to take like exactly what we saw earlier. You asked like, can we do some benchmark and some evals and some figuring out things? And I'm like, yes, I want to do that, but I want to get this thing done. Like now it's Tuesday, and I want to get it done by tomorrow. So I'm like, I'm
Yeah.
not just gonna do it for
There's
now.
been so many like weird little instances where I feel AI was just immature or not listening to me or did its own thing. It's hilarious.
So
It's
that's
kind
the
of
thing
like
about Gemini. Gemini is very literal. So I'm afraid that if I have made a mistake in the description or design or acceptance criteria, I'm afraid Gemini will just not do it right. And I feel that Sonnet is doing more of what I expected to do.
Yeah, that's really
So
interesting. Oh, hold
when I
on.
care about it, I ask Sonnet. If I don't care about it, I ask Gemini. Like, I don't care how, just make it work.
Okay, I gotta do my kids drop off now.
Because you
So
wanted to talk about AI annoyances, but then
yeah, did you
next
read this
time.
blog? Did I share it with you?
I don't think you did.
Have a look. I don't know if you're gonna be around. I have to do my kids drop off, and then maybe we can resume. Hopefully I have a chill morning.
My AI budget doesn't reset for another hour. So I'm watching YouTube. I went to the gym. So this was part of my comment reply. Because people are always complaining about, like, oh, these limits are horrible. I'm currently not unhappy. I do not feel there's a huge degradation in the amount of work I can get done. Actually, I feel like I get more done with the current cost and limits on my account, and I only pay
Constraints are good.
$20.
Constraints are
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, so I ended it a bit snarky with, like, and if I hit a limit, I touch grass and you should do
Well,
the same.
yeah,
Easy said
touching
when you're not
grass.
frustrated, right?
Okay, yeah, maybe we resume in 20 minutes. See you.
Okay, see you.